Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I am completely and utterly delighted to be able to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. I'll give you the full instruction. So please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And a chair is excellent. You get no extra meditation points for sitting on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to share with you just a very few words, a short paragraph from this fantastic book called Turning Confusion into Clarity. Who doesn't want that? By Mingyur Rinpoche, who is one of the great meditation masters of our age. And I don't know if you can see this, but he's really young. He's probably in his mid-30s, but still is an extremely interesting and accomplished master. The son of Tulku Ujin Rinpoche, one of the most brilliant and accomplished and realized Dharma masters of our lifetime. And he, in this book, writes about the practice we do, which is called shamatha meditation, which is sometimes translated as the practice of tranquility or the practice of calm abiding. So I'll just read you what he says as we start our practice together of shamatha. Shamatha is a Sanskrit word that means calm abiding. In Tibetan, we call this shine. Calm abiding describes a mind that abides in its own steadiness, a mind that is not always being pushed and pulled by circumstances. We access the mind of calm abiding through recognition. What do we recognize? Awareness, the ever-present knowing quality of mind from which we are never separated for an instant. Even though normally we do not recognize awareness, we can no more live without it than we can live without breathing. Discovering our own awareness allows us to access the natural steadiness and clarity of the mind, which exists independent of conditions and circumstances, and independent of our emotions and needs. Moods. Awareness exists whether we are happy or sad, calm or anxious. It does not increase or decrease. We don't attain awareness, rather we learn to recognize it, and this recognition awakens the enlightened nature of mind. So in case you were wondering what we were doing in our practice, that is what we are doing. So thank you, Mingyur Rinpoche. By the way, one thing I love about Buddhist meditation centers and approach is you never put a book on the floor. They're considered precious. It's like you're holding wisdom in your hands. So you always put it on a table or a cushion or something. So thank you. Let's begin our practice. Begin, please, by recognizing that you have a body. That may sound obvious, but sometimes we move so fast and have so much on our mind that we forget that we are actually physically present, and this is our home. So feel your weight and give your weight to the cushion or chair in acknowledgement of your physical presence, if that makes sense. And while you feel your sit bones pressing down, feel simultaneously the action of your torso rising up. A good analogy is a tree, and you can imagine from the waist down is your root system, and it is planted in the earth. You are buried in the earth up to here, and you are that solidly rooted. And up from that, like the trunk and limbs of a tree, blossom your trunk and limbs. So connect with this sense of simultaneous presence right here, earthbound, and also rising up to who knows what, wisdom, brilliance, awareness. The palms rest on the legs in some natural way. The mouth is closed. And because you don't have to speak, you can let all the muscles of speech relax. So let your tongue, your jaw, your throat fall silent. And let go also of the inclination to speak. Often I feel that I'm just have to say something or about to say something. You can let that go. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front or 1.5 meters. And let the eyes be very soft. And place your attention on the breath. Feel yourself breathing. And let there be a sense that attention is riding the breath, like swaying in a hammock. You place your mind in the hammock of breath and it just sways in on the inhale and out on the exhale and gently rocks in, out. The mind continues to think things because that's what it does. No problem. You can just let that happen, almost like there's a stream running behind the house and you can sort of hear it. But your attention is right here on the breath. And if you sneak out the back door and jump in the river, no problem. If you notice that you're thinking, your attention is absorbed in thought rather than breath, just get out, come back, reestablish your seat, and begin again. And it doesn't matter how many times you do this. It really doesn't. All that matters is that you try. And trying means being with the breath. And that's it. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing together. And let's just close by wishing each other well.